Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Back goes Wentz. He starts to roll. He's still rolling. He is firing, going deep downfield, and it is intercepted by Makuba.
Drew
his
Makuba.
Second interception of the game. He intercepts it, gets hit immediately at the 43-yard line of the Eagles. Yeah. Wentz has two interceptions already today.
This is the Carson Wentz that we know.
Oh, Mike Quick, spot on.
Fired, man.
Yeah,
down.
It is definitely a different experience watching it on the other side. When it was here, you know, you wanted to vomit as you watched him try to play the position. But when it's on the other side, it's like you knew at some point he was going to give the ball away. And look, he had some plays. I mean, he makes plays, right? He can run around. He makes plays. He's got a good arm. But he will give the football game away. Jalen Hurst did the opposite. He was on point perfection. When it comes to Jalen Hurts yesterday, 215-592-9494 is how you hop in. Merrill Reese will join us coming up at 11 o'clock. We'll have the Merrill montage in a little bit here, how it sounded yesterday, the best moments of the 28-22 victory by the Eagles on WIP. And we'll get to the news that came out during the pregame show yesterday as we await for confirmation that our guy Brandon Graham is going to rejoin the Eagles. So we'll get to all that coming up. But we start here with Jalen Hurts, the win, the game itself. I thought it was the best throwing game of Jalen Hurts' career. That includes the Super Bowls. And part of it may have been, it was one of those, is this what y'all wanted to see games from Jalen Hurts? He had a look in his eye. Let's listen to Jordan Mailata saying Jalen had that look like he was going to dominate.
So from the Devontae bomb to that fourth down, or third down?
Yeah, to AJ.
4 minutes to AJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was loud, demonstrative on the a little bit more than he was the AJ one. The AJ one, he was just like that sharpness to his eye. Now, have you guys spoken to Jalen yet?
No.
So he'll probably deny everything I just said. You guys know it. He probably will. He'll probably be like, don't listen to him. He doesn't know what he's saying, but I see it. There's a look in his eye when he's in that mode, just like.
But there does, seem to be something about his career when, like,
I tell you, it's a look in his eye.
How often does he get that?
Ask him. how often do you, like, Jordan says it's a look that you have. Yeah. It's like a focus.
Well, he had it yesterday. I do like the background music in the Eagles locker room.
Yeah, that's the Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That's right.
A little elements.
Celebration music yesterday. He had that look yesterday. So Jordan Mailata said that Jalen Hurts would deny the look. Well, he didn't quite deny it, but he did push the credit to his teammates. Let's hear Hurts yesterday on the look he had in his eye during the game.
Well, you don't have a game like that without the guys around you. You know, I give a lot of credit to them. Give a lot of credit to the collective of everyone hanging in there. And enduring the game. And, you know, it's team football in the end. And so just happy to come out here and figure out a way to win a football game. That's a really good team, a really good defense. And it was a challenge. They presented a ton of challenges towards us. But we were able to endure and find a way to win. And I'm very thankful of that.
You know, what he mentioned there, you know, kind of puts into context to what he did. So Jalen's had some games like this, not quite the perfect passer rating, but statistically, you look at some games he had last year, his best games, you could say they were somewhat similar to yesterday. With the difference is, you go back to last year, right? He had a game like this or something similar against the Bengals in Cincinnati around this time last year. That Bengals defense was the worst in the NFL. He had a game last December against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That was the "is this what y'all wanted to see" game?
Yeah.
That Steelers defense down the stretch last year was not any good. Yesterday, that wasn't the story. Right, the Vikings defense is good. Brian Flores is one of the best coordinators in the NFL. What did we say all week? Uh-oh. It's Brian Flores. This is the wrong week.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he torched them.
Yes, he did. He usually has games like that, man. He steps up in big moments. It's weird. He's an anomaly. I'm not going to say he's a weirdo. He's an anomaly. I think that's the best way to describe
your weirdo isn't today's not the
well,
day for weirdo.
Well, it's you know I'm not a wordsmith around here. People still mad at me about what I was talking about.
Yeah, those in South Jersey would agree.
They mad about that, but let it go, people. We got bigger fish to fry.
We do.
But it just feels like in moments like this, this is where he shines and he thrives. When you doubt him the most, that's when he shows you who he is. The only problem I had with that is this. Can we get a little bit consistent? Just a little bit. I'm not complaining. Because I know today is not the day to complain. But can we not kind of have...
Wow, coming from Hugh, you people thought this would come from me today.
No, but listen,
I'm just happy we got the best game of his career.
No, what I'm saying
never
is this.
Never satisfied Douglas over here. This is remarkable.
See, and this is why I told y'all a couple weeks ago.
Here we go.
Like, the passing games that he had wasn't bad because there was a lot of people on their internet that were mad at the fact that, you know, he threw more in the last few weeks and we didn't get the win.
Well, I don't care about more. I care about efficiency.
The volume. Yeah. There you go. He was more efficient this week.
Of course.
We need to keep that. We need to keep that the main thing.
Look, and to be fair, to expect perfect passer ratings
is ridiculous.
That's not happening. I mean, that's a once in a while thing. It's a statistical anomaly. But just the way he played, and I even love, like, it wasn't. There were a couple of throws there. The guy was wide open, right? Like when they schemed the shot to Devontae, right? Mm-hmm. He hit him, and it was schemed. It reminded me of the dagger in the Super Bowl, the Devontae shot. And that's he's got to be on time. He's got to throw it well. All right, but that's. That's like a coaching and player thing come together. But a few of these were not that. Like the fourth and four on the first drive of the game, that's all improvisation, right? It's fourth and four. They're trying for a quick shot. It doesn't work. The blocking was actually good on that. And Jalen and AJ, they had a little signal, like, you know, go up. I mean, take them up to the end zone. And Jalen threw it perfect. Late in the game, doing the same thing to AJ Brown for another one. And then the third and 13, I think it was with like 9 minutes to go or so, in the game where he rolls right and hits Brown by the sideline, that is a star quarterback play. That was awesome to see. 215-592-9494. We'll get to the montage, how it all sounded yesterday on WIP coming up in a few minutes. Right now, though, let's go to Abdul in Germantown, who's up on WIP. Good morning, Abdul.
Good morning.
So
what I wanted to speak about, in your open synopsis, you kind of tried to take Petullo out of it again. Same argument we had last week.
Well, I'm not taking him out. The point I made last week, and yet it's the same thing as yesterday, he's not the story. If the players play well, that's the story.
Right, and I don't want to make it a story because we won yesterday, but I just feel like you just always try to act like it's, he did the same thing as last week and he just played better. Of course he played better, but Petullo had to get that, you know, the deep shot call from Smitty. Smitty told Cam, "Hey, I see something." Cam told Petullo. Did you hear that story?
Yes. But isn't that football? Doesn't that happen in every game where the players tell the coach, "Hey, this is happening here. We could attack it"?
Right. And understood. I was a little bit hot at first. I calmed down as I listened, as I waited. You were kind of, you know, coming back to the Jalen Hurts side, but you started off a little rough. That's why I called in immediately, as soon as I heard you say Petullo's name.
Well, I mean, I started off rough. I opened the show by saying it was the best game I've ever seen Jalen Hurts throw the football. Isn't that what you want to hear?
No, you did.
Okay.
But you also said Petullo called the same calls, and obviously.
Well, my point is, I think, and I said this last week, Abdul, we're making too much on Petullo. When the players play well,
see, he's talking about the execution.
Yeah, he means the
plays are there. It's just that the execution was crisper.
Yeah. So, Abdul, I'm not like the biggest Ken Petullo fan. In fact, he might not even be that good. Like, he might be average or below. I'm not trying to lie to you or tell you that we have Kyle Shanahan calling the plays here. We don't. But I also don't think he's the biggest idiot ever to walk the earth. I think if the Eagles are a little more efficient with the way they play the players, he'll be fine. Like, we'll score plenty of points with Kevin Petullo.
All right, understood. Jalen made the play that was there yesterday.
Yep, right.
But you just said he's not the biggest idiot in the world. I'm thinking he's top 10. You ask me.
Okay, in the whole world? Yeah, in the whole world?
Yes, yes. All the NFL world. You know what I mean? But he grinds my gears. I can't stand him.
And listen, Abdul, you're not the only one. And if they struggle next week or the week after, Abdul, we appreciate the phone call. The Petullo thing's not going away. My point, though, Friday was... Like, Joe Flacco got to the Bengals, and in a week, they had 300 yards passing. It didn't matter who's calling the plays, who the coaches are, because Flacco executed the plays. And we have enough good players here, including these two receivers. We should be able to move the ball, whether it's Kevin Petullo, Brian Johnson, Hugh Douglas calling the plays.
Yeah, well, Kevin Petullo should have went to the podium, or should go to the podium and say, so that's what y'all wanted to say.
I would love that this week. It'd be so out of character for me. He comes across very mild-mannered in those press conferences. Maybe he's more fired up with the guys. I don't know.
He just went up there and told everybody, in your face.
Yeah.
In your face.
But wasn't Jalen wearing one of those hats? What are those hats
Kango?
Called? Yeah, he was wearing those.
I didn't see that.
No. Last year when he did the Isn't That What Y'all Wanted to See? So does Petullo have to wear one of them this week when he goes to the podium on tomorrow?
If he does that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't see him in one of those hats. He's more of just a cap guy.
No, those are like old school throwbacks, the ones that Jalen has. Those
you ever wear
grays.
One of those?
A Kango? I used to wear Kangos.
Yeah?
Not like that one, though.
What happened to that era of Hugh Douglas?
I still wear hats, but it's more the bucket.
Yeah, I know.
The bucket look. But yeah.
Yeah, you don't like the sun.
Nah. What was that?
I don't know.
Nah.
Some of the noises you've made so far today. It's like a 1920s film here. All right, before we go any further, can we hear how it sounded yesterday? The Merrill montage, the best moments of Eagles 28, Vikings 22 on WIP.
We are getting ready here at U.S. Bank Stadium for the Eagles and the Vikings. Carson Wentz lumbering up, getting all set.
Not Prince.
Hurts stamps his foot. Hurts. Gives it off inside.
Minnesota.
And running with the football. Oh. Breaking tackles. Then fumbling the football as he goes down. But they say down on contact.
Oh, are they keeping the offense on the field?
Yes, they are. Fourth down and four. They have to get inside the 33 of the Vikings. Hurts looking. Waving. Going down. Going for A.J. Brown. Caught at the 10. In for the touchdown. Hurts to Brown. And Brown fires it into the stands. The ball goes beyond Wentz. He's out to get it. He captures it outside the 40. What a mistake by the Vikings. Wentz takes the snap. He's looking. He's hit as he throws. It's intercepted. It's picked off. Running with the football. Down the sideline is Jalen Hunt for a touchdown. Back goes Wentz. He starts to roll. He's still rolling. He is firing. Going deep downfield. And it is intercepted by Makuba.
Drew
and second interception of the game.
This is the Carson Wentz that we know.
Wentz, again in the gun. He's back. He's looking. His time. He fires. He completes it, but short of the first down. Only to the 10 goes Hockenson. The defense, Mike, although not perfect, is forcing the Vikings to settle for field goals. This will be their third field goal, but the offense has got to come to life. Hurts fakes. He's back. He's looking. He is going deep. He wants Devontae Smith. He has it. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Devontae Smith beat Rodgers. He's looking. He's hit.
Got him.
He's sacked. They got him back at the 20. First sack on Carson Wentz. Hurts. Fakes. He's back. He's looking. Still rolling. Fires. And it is complete. Smith at the 30. Smith gets down to the 26-yard line. Hurts firing. A.J. Brown. Touchdown!
You stack those two receivers. You get the ball into their area, and good things just happen.
Wentz looking. He's being chased. He fires, and it is diving and making no. They say no. No, they say touchdown. Touchdown, Hockenson. The Eagles didn't think he had it.
After reviewing the play, the receiver lost possession and hit the ground. So they could keep out.
Wentz takes the snap. He's looking right. He's being chased. They've sacked him back near the 20.
Got him
sack
again.
Number two, and it's Uche. Here's the field goal. It is up and easily good. It's a chip shot. With 1:57 remaining, the Eagles lead 28-22. Hurts is back. Here comes the rush. He is looping it for A.J. Brown. Who has it? He's down at the 10-yard line. Hurts to A.J. Brown. Magnificent. Magnificent!
Yeah.
46 yards, and that's going to wrap up this game. The Eagles finally have their fifth win of the season as they beat the Minnesota Vikings 28-22.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, the Merrill montage there with the best ones. Yeah, I believe Prince is the backdrop because the game was in
Minnesota. I didn't. A little slow today.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
It's only 10:44. Yeah, just waking up. No big deal.
We got to wake up.
Yeah,
we got to wake up.
What are you talking about?
This is carried over from Friday.
What do you mean? I forgot the Prince. I forgot the tie-in.
Okay, I guess that makes sense.
That's all. Yeah, I was just like, why are we playing Prince? I mean, it's not like you play Prince all the time.
No, but
I never play Prince. I'm not a Prince fan. So
you're not a. What's wrong with
him? I just don't think he has. I don't think he makes good songs.
Seriously?
Yeah, I don't like the songs. I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
They're not that good.
That is crazy. Mm-hmm. I have a story about Prince one time. Me and my wife went to a concert, right? Mm-hmm.
Prince concert.
Prince was on stage with some pajamas on, didn't have on no drawers, just swinging all over the place, and he invited some folks to come up on stage.
Yeah.
And I turned my head for like a second, and she was on stage.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was. And Trey Thomas was with me, right?
Did he go on stage, too?
No, he just looked at me like, you know how somebody look at you like... You know how it's unwritten, like you don't say anything, but you kind of know.
Yeah, sure.
If Prince wants your wife, like he gonna have your wife, right?
So, that's how you felt?
Yeah. So I asked. Yeah. At the end of the night when we ride back, and I said, "Hey, ran on stage kind of fast." And I just asked, you know, how my mind worked. I said, "Hey, if Prince would have asked you to come on back to the room." And she just kind of looked at me.
So you didn't get an honest answer, or you did?
No, I got an honest answer. Yeah. When she gave me the look, I already knew what the answer was.
Yeah, you got the yes without the yes.
Yeah, I got that. So I was like, just let y'all know. Like, that's, you know, like them cats that wives and girlfriends be going to them Chris Brown concerts. It's about the same thing. I just wanted y'all to feel that a little bit today.
Well, perfect timing. The YouTube audience back. YouTube was down for a little while. They got to hear that story right as you told it. And, my favorite part, I mean this with no malice, is I still feel the pain in your face as you say.
Oh, no, it was hurtful. Like, dude, still when they said, hey, some ladies would like to come on, she was gone.
Yeah.
And she was on stage dancing with Prince. I still had that video too, because that night would have probably changed my whole entire life. But yeah, it was fun. She had fun. Big
you,
Prince.
You didn't.
I mean, I was just like, no. It more so for me, it was the way Trey looked at me. It was kind of like he looked like, dog, she gone.
empathy and pity at the same time. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Reacted to the victory 28-22. Carson Wentz was our old buddy throwing the football to the wrong team. Jalen Hurts, the best passing game I've ever seen him have in the NFL. I thought it was better than both Super Bowls, just throwing the football. I know the Super Bowls were great, but there were no turnovers in this game. He didn't his legs weren't part of this. This was just his arm. And, you know, sometimes we ask, like, if you take away the Eagles' run game, if you take away Jalen's legs, can he win? And yesterday, he didn't have a run game behind him. His legs were not part of the game, and he won the game and torched Minnesota's secondary. Big days for AJ, big days for Devontae. Let's react to it all as the Eagles get back in the win column. Let's go to Alan in Central Jersey up on WIP. Hey, Alan.
Happy Monday with the Eagles. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, you. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Alan. A victory Monday we get to celebrate. How are you doing, Alan? Right. What are you feeling?
And listen. The first Super Bowl against the Chiefs, outside of that fumble, which, again, cost us the Super Bowl against the Chiefs, he was unbelievable against the Chiefs.
He was.
So, again, he was incredible. Again, that was the fumble, and that's what stopped him from being the MVP. But again, he's got the talent. He's a good quarterback. Nothing more, nothing less. Now, we know these are two of the best receivers in football with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. That's no doubt. Now, Goddard, for whatever reason, I think he was in for the run more to help the run, only had 18 yards receiving. Now, on the other side, let's look at some concerns here. This is a backup quarterback. I mean, we're beating a team with a backup quarterback. That's the thing. Addison, like you pointed out, Joe, can you imagine if he had a good quarterback? They would have thrown for like 500 yards.
Yeah, he was open the whole game. I mean, Alan, we were talking about before the show today. So the Eagles were able to win yesterday and was great, and I think they're going to beat the Giants on Sunday and get some get back there. But after that, Alan, they got the Packers, Lions. Packers, Lions, Cowboys, back to back to back. We got to get that second corner spot shored up. Otherwise, we're going to have some trouble there.
Right, and here's the thing. Our secondary, you said Dory Jackson. I'm glad he was hurt, but it was worse. What's going to happen when we have to cover, like, Dallas, C.J. Lamb, Pickens, Tolbert, Ferguson, their tight end? Now, Redskins are all hurt, but when Noah Brown, McLaurin, and let's see, who am I forgetting? There's another receiver for a while. And Detroit, they got receivers running. And also, so that we can't block that out. That is, we're not going to win no Super Bowl without a secondary. And lastly, I wanted to say this. Our running game is terrible. 18 carries for 44 yards. It's not changing.
Yeah, it's not good. And Alan, it's been the whole year. Now, yesterday again, Alan, good phone call, man. Yesterday again, they get another injury in the offensive line. Right, Cam goes out. Mm-hmm. Toth has to come in. Obviously, it's a drop off there. So the O line in terms of the run game, it's been a disaster this year. You all right?
Yeah, I'm just
still Alan, on the Prince thing.
Well, no, I'm just Allen's off to like 3-4 games ahead, ain't he? We
got the big picture in mind here.
Allen's got vision.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, I didn't have the energy to. I just let Allen do his thing today.
Well, you were Mr.
What?
You were Mr. Negative, just like.
I wasn't being negative.
You were.
How was I negative? What did I say that was negative?
You basically were like, how come Jalen can't do this every week?
No.
How about some consistency?
No. You would yell at you on the phone if you called in and said that.
Absolutely. Yep.
Listen, I said what everybody else was thinking. Like, why can't we see that every week? Nobody
Hold
else
on.
Thought that?
Well, I say this every week, and I get called a hater.
Yeah, and you're doing the I told you so when Joe and I were telling you this for weeks now.
I mean, I've been kind of telling y'all. I've been trying to tell y'all every day.
Okay, well, we also told
I'm just
you.
I didn't say nothing to Alan. I was just like, Alan was like 4-5. I wasn't 4-5 games ahead.
I'm just, Alan is probably viewing this the same way a lot of Eagles fans are viewing it.
Alan has vision. Also, here's what I heard the first hour from Hugh Douglas. Mispronouncing towns at South Jersey.
That people are
reminiscing about a really tough moment back in his past with Prince, and ripping Jalen Hurts. I mean, that's been the first hour of the show.
The first hour. Listen, I like to keep it in perspective.
Yeah,
but I didn't rip Jalen. But I would like to see this every week.
Well, I mean,
I would like to see more consistency every week.
So would I. If he does this every week, you might as well get your MVP vet in because he'll win the MVP. if he plays like this every week. I mean, he was awesome.
By the way, do you see he's tied in MVP odds with Dak Prescott?
I did, 33-1.
That seems insane.
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to lie. Lately, though.
Yeah, Dak's had like three games like Jalen had yesterday. He's had. I mean, Dak's had an incredible season so far.
Speaking of I told you so.
Yeah.
Cowboys thing.
Cowboy Quinn here.
Tried to tell you they were the biggest threat in the division.
Well, no one told me that Jaden Daniels would miss all these games.
Well, I mean, part of what my thinking was that, you know, he seems like a guy that a little bit injury prone.
Yeah,
you know,
and he might be now. I mean, this is two leg injuries this season already.
I didn't like Tom Brady before, but I really don't like Tom Brady now. I really.
We'll get to that later.
We'll get to that. Yeah, because
he's just saying, man, he's doing too much.
Yep. The Eagles got a win yesterday, but Hugh took an L. Yeah. We'll get to that.
A huge L.
Big L for Hugh Douglas. What else is doing
he
right
doing,
here?
He's doing too much.
Yeah, well, you're not doing enough. Obviously, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on all this.
I'll be busy on Sunday. I can't be running down there like
busy
doing...
on Sunday. Tom Brady calls the biggest game of the week on Fox.
Yeah,
we'll get there.
215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. If you are a YouTube viewer, it is back up. We were down for a few minutes. I think it was all the Hugh Douglas lies in the first segment.
I wasn't lying.
They cut us off. Now we're back up there, and of course you can listen on the Odyssey app at 94WIP. All right, your phone call's coming up. To me, that was the best game of Jalen Hurts' career as a thrower. Your reaction to the win, 28-22. We'll get to all the aspects of it coming up, including the plays that changed the game with Merrill Reese. Merrill joins us next. He called all the action in Minnesota and then all your phone calls. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94WIP.
Fall is here, and you know what that means. That means comfort food and tailgates. Nothing brings the heat to your table like Hatfield Recipe Essentials. Chorizo. I like chorizo, people. Picture this cheesy chorizo dip bubbling on the table or in a hearty pot of your favorite chili or the chili that you make on them cold days. With Hatfield, you're getting flavor you can trust because they put better care in every step. For better pork on your plate, find recipes at simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.